Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, good morning and welcome to Radio for Your Mind. I tell you, you know, each day I get up, I just thank God for another day where I'm breathing. And today I was up about 4:30, could not sleep, man, had so much on my mind, just looking at the way this profession is going and some of the great companies launching. And I was up at the beach, and, you know, I don't know about y'all, but we've gone through a little over 100 days of watching just millions and millions of gallons of oil flow into the Gulf. And as I looked out there and saw the seagulls and the pelicans and the dolphins, I thought, man, what a blessing we are. And I don't know what the heck happened to all that oil. I don't know if enzymes ate it up. I don't know if it's dumped at the bottom of the Gulf. But I tell you what, I remember a verse out of the Bible that talks about how God loves the birds of the fields. And I figured, you know what, he probably loves the birds of the sea too. And if these birds are out there eating fish and these birds are out there having a good time, then doggone it, I'm not going to take a negative outlook. I'm just going to be thankful that my beaches are still white and this water's emerald green. And it's just great. Today we are still in Lisa's book. Lisa Jimenez, if you don't know her, rockin' lady. I believe now she has a doctorate degree in psychology. Powerful woman, loves the Lord. But she wrote this book, Stop Defeating Yourself, End Self-Sabotage with Conquer Fear, a unique blend of psychology and theology to change your beliefs and thus your results. And you can go to rx-success.com, rx-, for you folks like me, -success.com. And Lisa's just, she's got a unique blend of how she writes, because she writes this not just from a woman's perspective, but somebody who has lived, happened to conquer the fear. And what I love about her is that she walks her walk. She does not hide who she is. She does not placate to political correctness or anything like that. She just says it. And in this opening verse or this opening paragraph in chapter 4, it says, creating your powerful belief system. I found this very, very just refreshing, to be honest. She says, your belief system can be compared to legs holding up a table. The more belief you have, the more stable and strong you will be. The ultimate belief from which all beliefs stem is your belief in God. A belief in an ultimate creator and sustainer of life is the nucleus of success. Now, the reason that meant a lot to me is not just my personal faith, and y'all know where I stand that follow me. I wear everything on my sleeve. But I was over on my Facebook page early this morning, and there was a person who had made a comment on a thread. And I am not a friend with this person. I've never met this person to my knowledge. And he writes this little scepterfuge-type message that says, his success all came from, and he named a person's name. And I sat there and I looked at that for a second. And I wrote back and I said, you know, my success can be given to my Lord and to my wife, and had she not stuck with me all these years, I don't know how successful I'd be. And I went ahead and complimented the gentleman's name because he has done great things in this profession. And he did help me early in my career. But I got to thinking about success, and I really did look at that as I opened up and read Lisa's book, and I realized that it's not even my success that I could give God credit for or even Paige credit for. As much as God gave me second chances more than once, I was able to be smart enough to learn from mistakes and not make them twice. Made some new ones, but I didn't make the same ones twice. I had a wife who gave me a second chance many, many years ago, and now we're celebrating in our 24th year of marriage. And when you have those types of beliefs, my belief in God and my wife's belief in me, man, that's pretty powerful. And so when I read that, what Lisa was saying, I had to agree. I thought, man, she's dead on this. Now, she goes in and shares her personal testimony. And I'm not going to share her personal testimony, but it kind of borderlines mine a little bit. See, there was a time I grew up in church, except I grew up a little different than Lisa in church. So my belief system was a little skewed. See, I grew up in a denomination where most of the guys ended up on TV in the 80s as televangelists, and then they all ended up having affairs and crap like that. And as I started getting into my teen years and looking at all these guys that had been preachers in my church, and now they have rock stars who are writing songs about them. I got to thinking, man, I don't need this crap. You know, if this is what it's like, there's no reason for me to have to go out there and make mistakes, go out there and sin and feel guilty about it. I'll blow that part off. I'll just go out and have fun. And for many years, I did that. And one day I was sitting there and I started to realize maybe there is a God. You know, maybe there is something that's in control of my life. And that's when I went on a personal quest, because I'm a little more logical sometimes, and I wanted to look at a logical side of this faith issue. And I know faith is supposed to be things that you can't see, but, you know, for Troy, I just had to look at it a little deeper. I went and studied some of Aristotle's first principles. I went and studied some of the science and the history, and then I made a personal commitment just like Lisa did, because I realized that it took less faith to believe in Jesus Christ than it did to believe that, man, all this just kind of happened with a magic wand. And this, we're not going to get into, you know, all the spiritual stuff today. I'm just telling you, this is a, excuse me, a great chapter where she shares her personal testimony. And my personal testimony has allowed me to continue to be alive first and foremost, but it's given me the most beautiful family. It's given me the ability to make influence and to meet people on their level, not worry about where they're at if they're at my level. God's blessed me with a life where I've met little prostitutes and have been able to hang out with them and share with them and impact their life. He's allowed me to hang out with multimillionaires and let them cry on my shoulder and consult with them. That's the life that I get to lead. I don't know why God picked it. I don't know why MLM was the career that he picked for me and why he put me in a position that I'm in today. But it's so cool to be able to impact people's lives that you never know, that you never get to meet, and then out of the blue one day you get an email. And they say, Troy, thank you. See, that's what it's about. It's not about being the top dog. That's not conquering your fears about. See, I never wanted to be the man. I never wanted to run the company. I've always wanted to support those people that are running it. I wanted to help build up their dreams and their passions, and in doing that, God has blessed us. See, it's not all the time about being the person out front. It's not all the time. Success isn't about having to be the top dog. John Maxwell taught me a long time ago that there is no Lone Ranger out there. The friends that I have made that I don't even get to share their names sometimes on the radio or in trainings, because what they do is behind the scenes, is as exciting to me as meeting guys like Derek Brose and BK Barreco. You know, because these are the ones that are the backbone and the stability of great men and women. And that is just, it just tickles me. So as I'm sitting here reading this, you know, I'm looking at Lisa's testimony, and then she starts this next paragraph off with a heading that says, "Know who you are and whose you are." And I got to looking at that, and I thought back to this weekend, looking and realizing that, you know, I belong to Paige. Not only do I have tattoos on my body that says "Property of Princess Paige," but I really do. My heart and soul belongs to her. And then I realized, you know, my heart belongs to MLM, not to an individual company. I had a guy on Facebook say, "Troy, when did you join Revolution?" And I snickered, because he thought I'd join because I had a shirt on. I guess he hasn't seen a bunch of my other videos where I have other company shirts. I just love what we do. See, I know who I am. Excuse me, I know whose I am. But the question is, do you? The question is, have you discovered who you really are? And if you have, are you finding the courage to truly be that person? See, I think a lot of times that's the kicker. See, we get into network marketing and we use this word duplication. And people automatically think that if you're duplicating your upline, if you're duplicating your mentor, that means you're trying to emulate their personality. You're trying to, and that doesn't always work. Now, there's a lot of times Paige will tell you that if I'm listening to Art Williams, and then I start talking to her, that I subconsciously have a little bit more southern drawl. And she really hates the word "daggummit" because he uses it, and every now and then I'll do. I have been known to do that. But I'm no Art Williams. And I know that. See, we've got to discover ourselves. Then we have to have the courage to be that person. Ask yourself these questions. Matter of fact, just write them down because I think this will help. There's five questions here that we're going to cover that she puts in here. Number one, what is my personality style? So that's a good question. I'm going to get into that in a minute. What are my natural talents? What is it that you're good at? What are your leading values? Now, that's a big one right there. What's your purpose? And what do you really want? See, the one thing that I've learned in the last, I'm 46, so, you know, I've been at this thing 40 years, but I didn't learn anything until I was 17, 18 years old. I just ran around with Mom the whole time. But what I've learned over the last 30 years in this business is that those five questions right there, if you would ask those questions before you join a company, a lot of the times you'll stay with that company a whole lot longer. You may just have one company. You may make a life out of it. Because when you get right down to it, your personality type, your natural talents, your values, your purpose, and what you really want in life is the driving force behind the success or lack of success that you will have. You know, there's a little company out there I'm going to do a review on not too long from now. It's called the Poker Training Network. Definitely not a company that I'm going to be joining. I just don't have time to play poker. It's not that I don't enjoy the game. I truly enjoy the game. I just don't have time. But I'm thinking, man, this is a unique deal here. People that enjoy poker are going to join that company. They're probably going to do great. They may not make a lot of money, but they're going to have a blast. And then I look over here at this other little company, Numis Network. You know, if you're into coin collecting, knife collecting like I am, stuff like that, that's a company that can intrigue you. Whether you make money or not, you're doing something you enjoy. I look at my friend BK's company, and he knows that I have a passion for children and that I want to help children worldwide. And I look at what he's done, and I thought, man, that is one of the few companies that I could join because I'd be selling Next vitamins all day long. Man, he blessed me yesterday, sent me in a new T-shirt to wear at my next – actually, it's a workout shirt that I'm going to wear in my next video on Vima, but he sent me in some Next for my kids and some Verve. And, you know, it's just friendship. He don't expect anything. He just wants me to know, use a product that I enjoy. Ask yourselves these questions. This is big. You know, this is important. What is my personality type? Lisa writes this. According to behavioral psychologists, there are four different personality styles. While every human being will have some traits from all four styles, one dominant style will emerge, influencing how you make decisions, handle rejections, deal with challenges, and relates to people. And it brings out the best in you and others. This dominant personality style comes out most strongly under stress or pressure. Wow. Now think about that for a second. How do you act under pressure? I've talked to you guys before about my good friend Tom Hopp's book, Time Out. That book next to my Bible is the most important book in my life right now. And today, as I read this comment about this person saying all your success comes from so-and-so, in the old days, I'd have lamb-blasted that person. But I sat here and I took a big, long breath. And I said, you know, this isn't about me. This is about the company that I was writing about. See, Tom's books helped me, just like Lisa's books helped me, to make some tweaks in my personality. Here's an activity that Lisa says. She says, which of these four animals do you best relate to? A panther, a peacock, a dolphin, or a whale? Now, answer that. Now, the animal that best describes me is what? In my case, it was the panther. The other animal that describes me is the dolphin. The animal that least is the peacock. See, I've got a combination. I've already taken these tests. So I already know a little bit about this. See, the panther personality is natural-born leader. They are great visionaries. They excel at seeing the big picture and putting things together in a grand fashion or an idea. I've got a friend of mine, a guy that I've been following his career, but I've gotten a chance to meet with him and chat with him on the phone, and he's a panther. Man, he's out there. I mean, you talk about a visionary. This boy's a visionary. You know, you can see that. You look at the peacock. The peacock personality is a natural socialite. They meet people easily. They love to have fun and create happy environments. Now, I love people, but I will not go out of my way to meet somebody. I'm out there trying to help the people that I've already met. The dolphin. The dolphin in personality is a natural giver. They are great listeners and loyal friends. They ask questions and love to find out about their clients, friends, and family. I told you I cheated. I'd already done this. I already knew what this was. The owl. Those that have the owl personality pay keen attention to detail. They prefer tasks over people. That's my third strongest one. I just love people. I love serving others. So you've got to know what it is that you're doing. Now, you've got to buy the book to really get this done. But listen to this. Activity number two. Circle the words in the list that you think best describe you. Now, under Panther, here's some of the words. I'm going to call them out, and you just write them down. Motivator, leader, risk taker, focused, big thinker, outspoken, adventurous. Under Peacock, you'd have motivator, entertainer, colorful, exciting, quick-witted, fun, adventurous. Under Dolphin, you'd have peacemaker, giver, follower, insightful, listener, slow to change. Under Owl, you'd have thorough, detail-oriented. Oh, I love these things. Subsequential, attention to detail, analytical, methodical, orderly. Now think about that. What words best describe you? So you've got to understand these things. And this is what tickled me to death, because I'm sitting here today, I'm reviewing this chapter, I'm looking over here at Facebook, and I'm sitting back in my chair and I'm laughing to myself because I realized the change that had happened in my life over the last few months as my personality has been honed. See, Paige will tell you that I've been a diamond in the rough since she's known me at 16. But in the last 10 years, little by little, that diamond start to come through a little bit. I'll go to Catalyst once a year, hang out with John Maxwell, Gabe Lyons, guys like that, Seth Godin. I learn a little bit more. Then I have people come to my life like Tom Hopp, who writes this fun-loving book. And I sit here and I read this thing, and it's like, dude, where has this guy been all my life? And he tweaks it out a little bit more. Now, I pick Lisa's book back up that I've had since 2004, tweaks out a couple more little things. Folks, this is what it's about. See, you have to understand who you are and where you're coming from, or you cannot overcome the fear. Now, let's look at your natural talents and abilities. What are your natural talents? Well, my natural talent is it's real easy for me to shoot people. I learned that in the Marine Corps and found out I was very, very good at it. I also have an extremely high pain tolerance, so when I get into physical altercations, I don't feel the pain. Now, you might say, is that a natural talent? You know what? It's been very good for me when I've had to face rejection on the telephone or with other people. So for my case, and as a Panther, you know what? It really was a natural talent. You know what the other natural talent is? Empathizing with people, understanding what they're going through. You heard me earlier. Because of my career choices, I've hung out with street prostitutes. I've hung out with millionaires. I've heard the horror stories of what happens to those young boys and young girls on the streets. I've hung out with what's called a professional torch, the guys that go out there and torch buildings for the insurance money. I was actually business partners with a very successful con man. Didn't know it, or I wouldn't have been business partners with him. But he had so much confidence in his ability, he tried to cash a $15 million cashier counterfeit check at a bank and almost got away with it. I've hung out with guys like BK Brieco, Paul Gavette, Tom Hopp. It's been fun. I've hung out with guys like John Maxwell, Seth Godin, Jim Collins. You know, I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. I have professional athletes that I call my friends. I can pick up the phone and call them on their cell phone. God has given me a beautiful ability to be able to hang with people, relate where they're coming from, not care how much money they have or the toys they have, but care about them as an individual. As a matter of fact, today, that little thread, I spent 4 years with a man that was closer than my brother and watched him, in my words, self-destruct. He's written a book about it, and you can read about his self-destruction. Those are tough things to go through, but you start to realize you have a talent for loving and caring for other people. See, when you understand where your natural talents and abilities are, I have the ability to be able to see things and understand what needs to be tweaked in a company. I have a thing because of my numbers, because I love numbers, I can go in and analyze a marketing campaign in a way that most companies can't. Part of that may be my bounty hunting skills, because we track so much stuff as a bounty hunter. Now I do that on the internet. Have I overcome all my fears? No. I'll share with you my biggest fear in life. I don't have a problem with that. I figure if you face your fears, you'll overcome them if it ever happens. But I would hate to go through the rest of my life without Paige. That's really what I fear the most. Everything else, I can take with a grain of salt. God gave me this wonderful person, and she's given me six beautiful kids and five granddaughters. I just want to go through the rest of my life with her. So when I analyze all this, it's like, wow, I wrote all this stuff down. Number three, ask yourself this, your core values. What are your leading values? Mine is serving. I really love to serve others. And people say, dude, you're like a wuss. It's like, no. But for almost 25 years of my life, I was a taker. I didn't worry about serving others. They served me. It was all about power. When I finally got my act together, I started realizing, you know, it's really about serving others. And the more people you serve, the more better off you are. It's not about money. Lord knows I need money just like everybody else. I'm no different than anybody. I can't live without money. Money's the vehicle that helps us fulfill and be able to serve other people. But it's about serving others. It's about trying to see the big picture. That's one of my leading values. The other leading value is to protect others. I'll go out of my way to protect other people and defend them. See, you've got to be able to write this stuff down. You've got to know it. See, when you look at this stuff, you start to move forward. The fourth question that Lisa asks is, what is your purpose? What is the true purpose that you're here for? Now maybe you don't have a walk with God, and that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. But everybody was created for a purpose. You've got a mission in life. What is it that drives you every day? What is your why, your big why? Lisa's why was so that she could take a lifelong dream, a trip with her mom to Hawaii. I thought, oh my gosh, that's got to rock. I mean, can you think about that? If that's been your dream all your life, you hang your suit that you're going to wear on the plane outside the door, you got all the stuff you've got written down, you've probably got brochures about it. That was one of her whys. Wasn't her biggest purpose, but it was a strong purpose in her life. What are your purpose? What is your main purpose? What's some of the smaller purposes? You know, I'm in the process of losing weight. Now, it's not that I'm, well, the Wii machine says I'm obese, but I weigh about 221. When I married Paige, I weighed 185. In the Marine Corps, I weighed 165. When my baby girl turned 16 last week, I realized that probably not too long from now, if she runs in her mama's shoes, some little stud's going to come to my door, and he's going to want to have a talk. He's going to want to take her out, and he may want to marry her. That better be all he wants to do. I'm going to shoot him. And I thought, I better get back into shape. And then I was reading my Bible, and I realized it said, you know, you are a temple for God. It's like, well, man, if I was God, I wouldn't want to hang out in this temple. So that's one of my purposes, is to get back into shape. It's not my lifelong, it's one purpose. See, my biggest purpose is to be able to help others fulfill their financial dreams and objectives, to change their life. I don't believe in lifestyle change. I believe in life change. I believe in helping people take their mission and expand it. That's what I love to do. So ask yourself, what is your purpose? The old Hebrew language called it the kazon. And the reason they did is because the purpose comes from the heart. See, deep down in your heart, what is it that makes you thrive, makes you grow? If you've seen the Transformers, you know what the AllSpark is. If you haven't, go rent the doggone movies. They're phenomenal. And you start to see that there was a purpose for life that was in there. I thought, wow, man, this is rocking. You want another movie that you can see about purpose? Go watch The Replacements with Gene Hackman and Kevin Reeves, beautiful. Keanu Reeves, excuse me. Excellent movie. Or if you're more into the comic book era, go get Ghost Rider and really watch the storyline. And then keep asking yourself, what's my purpose? See, when you know where your purpose is, it's going to help define who you are. Once you're able to define who you are, you're able to help other people. See, think about this. Okay? We know that I've already shared, I'm a panther, so I've got that dominant personality. Tom Hop calls me a lion. He just texted me that little, you know, we got this weird relationship. You know, if people knew it, the other day he was in a hotel room in his wife beater t-shirt, and we're sitting here on a cam talking to each other. If my wife would have walked in, she'd thought I was some weirdo. And if Melissa would have walked in, she might have walked right out. So, you know, there's things that you do when you're buddies. But listen to me. We're sitting here talking. One of Tom's purposes in life is to help others become more empowered. Melissa Williams, his fiance, she has this passionate purpose in life to empower women and to help them break out of where they're at. Lisa has a passion to help people break the fears in their life. What is your purpose? See, if you find it, the sky's the limit on where you can go next. See, each one of these things we have to be able to figure out. And guys, I've told you before, a 30-minute TV show isn't going to, I mean, a radio show. I need a 30-minute TV show. That'd be just great. A radio show just doesn't do it all. But if you truly are here, maybe you've been struggling at your career. Maybe you're struggling in your personal relationships. Maybe you're struggling inside in that secret place. And you may be saying, Troy, what the heck are you talking about? Well, my dad's the toughest guy I ever met. And I've shared some of my dad's past with you guys. I remember the first time when I was a teenager and thought, man, my dad's just an old truck driver. And then I went to the dentist with him. I watched him lay down in that chair, open his mouth, and the dentist started drilling. No Novocaine, no laughing gas, nothing. I watched the knuckles turn white. I watched a tear come down the side of his eye, and not one noise came out of his mouth, except that drill hitting that tooth, going, ooh. Worse than doggone fingers down a chalkboard. And I realized right then and there just how tough my dad was. But after he had his stroke, going around the mountain road to help my son, who had just gotten busted in one of his first crime sprees, he had a stroke. My mom was in the car that day. And he knew that if he lost it, they were going over the side of that mountain. And even though he was numb on one side of his body, he did not say a word to her. He drove that car down that mountain into Grand Junction, Colorado. Then he told her, I think I've had a stroke. That stroke changed my dad, and he told me, I've got a secret place, son, that nobody's ever been. Everybody does. And if you can help other people, if you can help penetrate that secret spot and let them know that they don't have to be afraid of anything, you'll change their lives. And I haven't forgotten that. So when I got Lisa's book, I thought, man, we got to share this book with the world. Because people have to conquer their fears. Conquer your fears. The sky's the limit on where you can go, what you can do. That fifth question, what do you really want out of life? Let's end the show today with that question. What is it you want? If you can find the answers to these five questions, you're going to start breaking through the fear, know who you are, and know where you're going. Folks, have a fantastic day. Live life like it's an epic adventure, and be back here tomorrow with me on Radio for Your Mind as we go into Chapter 6. Knowing who you are in Lisa Jimenez's book, Conquer Fear. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.